SwingerCast is intended for mature audiences. Sit back and enjoy, and remember, this is just from our own personal experiences, and it should not be misconstrued as professional advice.
SwingerCast!
SwingerCast is about our
hot
times that we have and our
hot
love that we have. Some people claim that we say
hot
too much, but we don't care because we love our
hot
times.
I'm John.
And I'm Allie.
Episode 88.
We hadn't been out for a long time. And
we made up for it.
We made up for it. Two nights. So the first night we went out, and like I said, it'd been a long time since we'd been out. So it was just great just being with each other, you know. I mean, I danced for you. Did some little lap dances for you.
Yeah, it was hot.
And then we went up and we went into like the group area, but we just started playing with ourselves on the bed. I put down my sarong and you put down the towel, and we just started licking and fucking and sucking, and we were just totally just into each other and just listening to the sounds around us. And then I said to you, I said, I mean, because you were licking my pussy so good, and it was just really turning me on. I said, you know, I'm not into gangbangs, but I think I want a gang lick. What did I say? I didn't know the name of it.
I was fucking you at that point when you told me that.
I know, and you came hard right after I said that. It turned you on, but. Gang, not a gang bang, but the same with the anonymity of the encounter and the licking instead of the banging, you know, licking and sucking. I guess it would be an oral gang bang, maybe.
I guess so. It would be a hell of a lot of fun.
So when I said that to you, you really came all over my back. And then we went down and we were going to have a drink, and then we were going to come home and just and podcast. Then somehow later that night, I ended up in a room where a lot of single guys or anybody is allowed in.
And I had and that thing looking in my head, and I thought, well, okay, let's lay her down here on the bed.
Right.
There were about four or five guys in there. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I started going down on you, and they got up there and position their cocks in front of your mouth, and I'm going down on you, and then I knew you wanted some other guys to go down on you, so I rotated, had another guy come over there and get between your legs, and
yeah, you got, oh my God, he was really good. He was really good, and there was another guy also, and he was good, but that
so
one guy,
three, including me, three licks.
One guy. he was totally really licking my pussy. Yeah. I don't know. It was hot. And the other guy licked me, and the one that had been licking me for so long, he came up and I just put my mouth on his cock, and he pretty much came like within 3 seconds.
He was pretty turned on.
He came all the way to it. So that was fun. I guess it's not really a gang because there was only three of you that licked my pussy, but it was
a gaggle.
A gaggle.
I don't know.
I just wanted my pussy licked. Because you've been giving me such good, awesome oral sex. That oral sex that you gave me up in that playroom got me so horny and turned on, and just I wanted more and more and more of it all night. And I got it. That was awesome. So we went back the next night, which was last night.
Kind of did the same thing. We went up and played with each other.
Yeah. At the beginning, we were around the dance floor sitting.
We got into a really long makeout session on the dance floor, didn't we?
Right. We were like teenagers making out. I mean, we got into a pretty heavy makeout session sitting by the dance floor. And then I danced for you. And we went up to the play area, the couples area. And it was like I was in a bubble, even though there was all these sounds all around me. I felt like I was in a bubble with you, just in that. And that girl that was next to us, I mean, she was wet.
Oh, yeah.
And you could just hear it. I could just close my eyes and you were fucking me, and I could just hear the sound
that her gushy,
pussy,
gushy.
Yeah, gushy gushy, that her pussy made when he was fingering her. It was like hot. And then I would hear some sounds of people across from us, their moans and just the sounds. It was like we were in our little bubble, and then all the sounds were all around us. It was really cool, really hot. And we fucked for a long time and sucked and licked. And then we came down to get some air and a drink. And I don't think we were really planning on going back up. We were just hanging out by the fire, having drinks. Were you planning on going back up? Or?
No, I'm just going with the flow, seeing what the night would bring. You know, I mean, I was just having good conversation
with you. I was totally,
just having fun,
totally
laughing.
Satisfied. So we weren't planning on really going back up. We were just relaxing, having a drink, getting some air, listening to the conversations all around us at the fireplace. We were pretty quiet, but the conversations were kind of surprisingly vanilla.
They were turning boring.
So I just blurted out. I hadn't been talking really much at all. I hadn't been saying anything, but I just blurted out, okay, going to play a game here. I said, what is your favorite sexual position? And I pointed to this guy that was kind of being the loud mouth in the conversation, vanilla conversation. And I pointed to him, and he started saying his favorite sexual position, and his partner was there next to him. And so he asked her, and then it got sexy. I mean, there's people all around talking about their favorite sex position. And then one of the single guys asked me,
what was your favorite sexual position? He asked you that. This was a guy that had been kind of like, he was kind of in awe.
It was his first time at a swing club.
Yeah, and he was kind of in awe of you because you were just answering every question that he had. And then I don't think he realized, because you were being kind of quiet. We both were. We'd just been satisfied. He might have thought that we were new, or that you, but when you started telling him all about these different experiences that you had, then he asked you, well, what's your favorite sexual position? And you said, well, kind of depends on what I'm doing.
Yeah.
If I'm one-on-one, you told him you like missionary or doggy, but if you're in a group, you like reverse cowgirl. And
yeah.
So he didn't know what that was.
I know. And I was surprised by that. I thought that was like a...
And he asked you, you know, what, to explain it, and then you did, and he got even more turned on, and he was just like, you know, if you guys decide to play later, I would hope I could be involved in that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gave me the okay eyes.
Yeah. I gave you the wink. I looked over at you and winked, and you knew, like...
I knew you were into him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, well... Let's describe him. He's early 30s.
African-American.
Sexy body. Sculptured muscles. How did we end up?
At about the time that we were going to go up to the room, it was somebody's birthday. So they wanted everybody to get up and sing happy birthday to this person. And we did. And then we, right thereafter, we just kind of started walking around the club. And the three of us ventured into a room.
Yeah. We kind of like bolted up to the room area while they were passing out the cake so we could get a private room, good private room, get the best private room.
And we did.
And we did, yeah. And when we got in the room and we were doing a little sexy taking the clothes off, because I had a sarong on, and...
He was good about taking his time.
Yeah.
Under your sarong.
That was so hot to me.
Both rubbing up against
all
you.
All you guys, you standing up on both sides of me and taking my clothes off, one side of my neck and the other, kissing my arm and pulling my nipple. That was very sexy foreplay there.
Yeah.
And then...
You were the one who finally couldn't take it anymore. You were like, let's get on the bed.
I know. I was like, let's get on the bed. So, yeah. I was so turned on by that sexy, disrobing foreplay that I couldn't take it anymore. So I spread out my sarong on the bed.
And then spread out yourself on there.
And then spread my legs out, and you started going down on me, licking my pussy. And he had come around and he was kissing me first and sucking my tits before I sucked his cock. And it was very sensual, very sensual. You were going down, and you were really, really making me come. And he was kissing me and sucking my tits and touching me. And, yeah, I was just really, really turned on. And
I started fucking you.
Yeah.
And you told him, you want to know one of my favorite positions? I like to suck a guy's cock while I'm getting fucked by my husband. You're being naughty. We got into doggy style and fucking mm-hmm. you from behind. You're sucking his cock.
Yeah. And did I mention that he has a great body?
He and I wanted to switch positions on you, so he got a condom and
you
started
got
fucking
him,
you.
You got him one of our condoms.
Uh-huh.
And you handed it to him, and it was perfect timing. And that's what I like about threesomes. With you there, the sexiness, it never stopped because you had the condom ready and opened. And
I'm still fucking you from behind. I just handed him the condom, so
right,
he can just take a minute.
There was no slowing down.
Your pussy didn't have to take a break.
Yeah,
for that dick.
For that dick to get covered by that condom, it flowed, and I guess he started fucking me
all kinds of ways.
Missionary, but wow, he started out. I wouldn't say he started out slow, but I mean, he had a big tick. He did have a big tick. He started out missionary, and my legs were over his shoulders for a long time. And he was fucking incredible. Incredible fucker. Oh, my God.
I never...
Holy shit. This guy fucked me in so many different positions.
I've never seen you be fucked for so long.
And then as it moved on, it became harder. Pounding me. Wow. I don't think I've ever...
He put you up against the wall at one point.
Rough with someone for that long a time.
Right. He had you up against the wall.
Yeah. He had picked me up and held my body up against the wall. My legs were
slamming
around his neck. He picked me up in all different positions. He was so good. Right. He was really great.
You were still sucking my dick throughout all of this. I mean, I was really turned on watching you guys fuck. And I fucked you again. And you were so fucking wet when I got in your pussy.
I know.
And I fucked you for a long time. And I came. And then he fucked you again.
For a
really long time.
Again. I was like a pinwheel or something, getting spun around in all different positions. And intensity, like sometimes he would be like, pounding me. Yeah, pumping into me really hard and just pounding me at like an interesting fast pace or
really hard
pattern, rhythm or whatever. Yeah, yeah. And then
it would stop and
incredible. And the way he would kiss me, when he was kissing me, we were like teasing each other. He had very playful kisses and sexy kisses, and the kisses would change with the way the sex was going. It was just fun, and it just went on. I was surprised he wasn't coming, actually.
I thought he was going to come about five times, different times. I mean, when he was really hitting you hard, you couldn't even keep my dick in your mouth. I mean, you were just like, I mean, and you were in total ecstasy, and you guys, I mean, damn. I've never seen anybody fuck you that fucking long.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever fucked you that long.
I don't think you have.
Oh, my God.
So.
I get too turned on when I'm fucking you. I mean, that was like, I mean, probably over an hour and a half. Well, definitely for 2 hours, you had mine or his dick in you at all fucking times.
Oh, I'm looking at my pussy now.
And then I came
swollen,
home and fucked you again.
Swollen. Yeah, I know. And on the way home, I was saying, you're not going to fuck me.
Mm-mm. I'm like, yeah, I am. yes, I am.
No. No. Wow.
Yeah.
That was a hot night.
That was a fucking hot night. I learned a few moves from that guy I'm going to try on you now. That's one of the things I love watching you play with other people. I always pick up a few hidden gems.
That turned me on that you didn't know, huh?
Or
that could turn other girls on.
Yeah. God, I love it that you were into it the entire fucking time. You were just like so sexy.
Yeah, I've never fucked for that long of a time. Ever.
I don't know what else to say about it other than it was a long
time. He must have taken something, some kind of Viagra or something.
I don't know. It was a condom, too. I mean, it's harder to come in those condoms, but he must have put on 3 or 4 of them because every time I fucked you, he took it off and you sucked his cock.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I need to go take a gymnastics class to keep up with this.
You did take a gymnastics class last night. God damn. Worked off a few calories for desire.
Desire. Less than 2 weeks? Or wait, is it 2 weeks?
Who knows by the time when this comes out. But yeah, soon. March 31st through April 7th has almost arrived.
Desire.
I hope we haven't scared off everybody who's coming with us. But
scared off? What do you mean by that?
Oh, because we're such sluts.
Don't say scared off. They're just as slutty, if not slutty.
God love them.
Wow, that weekend was just like the first night was all the oral gang that I had or gang lick or whatever. It was like the opposite of a gang bang as far as it was so sensual. And then the next night it was all the fucking. Right. It's all about the fucking and fucking and fucking.
You were so turned on.
Yeah, that was hot.
So I guess we are risk takers.
Mm-hmm. Risk takers.
Someone made a comment recently on our forum that thanking us for the podcast, and it was a very positive comment, but they mentioned that we are risk.
They're not as much of a risk takers as we are. I mean, I think the risk of swinging in the beginning to us was we didn't want swinging to interfere with our relationship.
There were two things we didn't want to risk.
Right.
Our relationship.
And our family and friends that we're connected with being affected negatively by the fact that we are swingers. So
we've always kept that separate.
Yeah, we've kept the two worlds separate. And we found so many other swingers out there that have a great relationship and aren't looking for another relationship outside of their swing and just want to have fun. And I love that. I love playing with couples that are in a very excellent relationship and are in love and together. And I do. It's a turn on. I guess we're pretty much monogamous couple when you think about it, because we're, you know, all the parts of monogamy, the social part. I mean, we're married and we're living a monogamous relationship.
We want to meet people and have fun and have good friends in the lifestyle, but we're not looking to add anyone to our relationship. We're not going to put anybody else on our bank account. I mean, some people will say with the risk taking now, it's the playing with all these people that we play with, and you taking cum sometimes, and me fucking other girls.
I mean, yeah, of course there's risk in life. Just getting out on the highway, the interstate, every day is a risk.
Yeah.
But I take precautions. I wear my seatbelt, and I know where I'm going ahead of time, and you take precautions, and of course, we take precautions.
And we got each other's back, too.
You know? Right, you're right there with the condom. And, of course, we get tested. You know, we take our precautions.
And, of course, everybody makes those decisions. I mean, even there was one single guy in that group playroom when you were getting gang licked. I mean, he was only getting oral, but he had a condom on.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That was his call.
Yeah, totally.
He didn't think you were safe. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, none of them fucked me. Uh-oh. It was all oral.
Right.
But yeah, he had a condom on, so.
Did you make him come?
I think so.
Yeah?
I'm not sure.
That's a testament to your blowjob abilities to be able to make a guy come in a condom. It's good. You're that good. We always play with condoms when it's penetration and not so much with the oral.
Right, but
that's our risk.
That's our risk that we've chosen to
we chosen to do that instead of snow ski.
Yeah, snow ski.
Yeah, you might run into a tree. I mean, you know.
As far as risk go, well, we're risk takers. We've always been risk takers, even prior to swinging, and probably mostly prior to swinging. I mean, we did a lot of crazy shit, vanilla shit, that was dangerous. This actually seems less dangerous than...
Then, hey, baby, let's go to Guatemala during a civil war. How about that one?
Yeah. Or let's skydive off this, jump off this cliff, or let's have sex on top of this...
Let's eat fried chicken off of the street in Mexico. Oh. Shouldn't have done that one.
That was Guatemala.
Should not have done that one. That's a bad one.
It was Guatemala.
Yeah, when you Guatemala.
Yeah, and then you got drunk, and then you bought chicken on the side of the road. 1 a.m. Oh, God.
You got really, really sick.
I got
really ill.
But anyway, we've taken risks. And this doesn't seem like, well, it's definitely not a risk to our relationship, because our relationship, if anything, is even stronger now. So, baby, we need to wrap this up and start packing our naughty things to take to Desire.
Yes, it's time to go. Got just a couple of days and we are there. For those people that are joining us, we cannot wait to meet you
or see
you again, whichever the case may be.
We are going to have a fabulous time. And if you're not joining us, or if you can't make this trip with us, we are going to New Orleans for
Naughty and Nolans.
July 11th through the 15th. Information is on our website
at swingercast.com.
We'll give you more details when we return from Desire on the New Orleans trip, but check it out on our website.
A lot of naughty, fun trips we have this year, baby.
I know. I love it. I love it.
And thank you all for listening. We really appreciate you all so much.
Yes, we do. Good night.
See you in Mexico.
Que la vaya bien.
Wow, what did we do?
My pussy is rather engorged right now.
And she's spreading her pussy for me, showing me here on the bed. Wow, damn.
Look at that. Oh my God.
Oh, that got fucked.
Fucked so much for so long.
Fucking marathon, 2 days.
God, we sound bad, but...
We are.
You're making me sound bad.